This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I'm lucky here that my boss leads by example. She actually takes her vacation time, which liberates us to take ours. That is not always the case at some workplaces across the country. Just one reason that Americans often don't take the time off they have coming. From time to time, we take workplace issues like this and ask a manager. Virginia-based columnist Allison Green is former chief of staff for a nonprofit and author of Ask a Manager, How to Navigate Clueless Colleagues, Lunch-Stealing Bosses, and the Rest of Your Life at Work. Hi, Allison.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So we have this issue in America of you're lucky enough to have vacation coming to you in that particular job, but we don't take it all.
Yeah, it's pretty surprising. We have less vacation time than many other countries do. 4% of people who get paid time off don't take any of it. And there was a Glassdoor survey that found the average American had only taken about 54% of their available time off in the previous year. So there's a real epidemic of people not taking all the time that's part of the compensation package that they're getting for doing that job.
It's so interesting. Now, listen, if someone doesn't have the money, the extra money that it takes to go on a vacation, I mean, that's one thing, but that's not always the reason why people leave vacation time on the table.
Yeah, I think a big part of it is that people often feel like there's just never a good time to get away, that work never really stops, and it's just going to pile up while you're gone, and when you come back, you'll be even more stressed out than when you left because you'll have so much more to do. And people worry that maybe their employer will think they're not dedicated to their job because they're taking time off, which is horrible that some people really think that. Vacation isn't always relaxing when it comes at the cost of having to work extra hours before you leave and after you get back.
Yeah, and some people may find time with their family more stressful than work. That is yet another issue. But, I mean, you mentioned we have these perceptions that perhaps there might be negative consequences at work if we take the time off. But you do have some managers who give off verbal and nonverbal signals that they'd appreciate you not to take the time off.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they give lip service to the idea that, of course, everyone should take time off. But when it comes to actually nailing down dates to do it, suddenly it's not a good time. So it's really important for managers to think about the fact that not only is this part of people's compensation package, which it is, but it's also to an employer's advantage in the long term to have people getting away from work, disconnecting, coming back refreshed and not burning out.
Yeah, coming back with new ideas, new approaches to things, but also just not burned out because it's going to cost the company money if they have to replace you because you're a charred cinder of your former self.
And burnout's a real thing. And it's not just that you might leave, although that's certainly a big part of it. It's also that you can become less productive and less innovative. Vacation legitimately helps with that.
Allison Green is author of Ask a Manager. Allison, always good to talk to you.
Thanks so much.